Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission, I'm your host, Maya Morton. There's no doubt Duluth is an arts town, with a music scene that defies its size, and it seems sometimes more artists than not. The beauty is we also have a community that values the arts, with a crowded calendar of openings, receptions, shows, concerts, workshops, festivals. And we have some great venues, Sacred Heart Music Center, the new Clyde Iron Event Center, and the soon-to-be-restored North Shore Theater. And there's more. The vision of arts-supporting community builders in Duluth revved up with another successful fundraiser this past Monday. The Armory Arts and Music Center was a part of the Duluth Dylan Fest, raising awareness of the upcoming revival of the magnificent space on London Road. The Armory Arts and Music Center will serve youth and the greater community. I spoke with Vice President Mark Poyer about the center. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Armory.
It's across the street from the Rose Garden, and it was built in 1915. When it was built, it was really designed to be a community center. It was a joint function between the military side of it and also the community side. And there is a great connection to Bob Dylan, a great story. Young Robert Zimmerman was in the audience when Buddy Holly and the Crickets and the other performers of the Winter Dance Party were there in 1958, I believe. And just days before the tragic crash that ended their lives so short. And, you know, that really transformed young Robert into becoming, you know, Bob Dylan as we know him today. He even mentioned that in his Grammy Award acceptance. And right now, we're getting ready to transform it into a new life as the Armory Arts and Music Center. The idea is to bring back what's called the drill hall and bring that back into kind of a flexible, open area, multi-purpose event center. It has a large stage, a lot of support rooms in the back that are, you know, so important to holding events. We think it can be an active part of the community as we move forward.
What do you think this is going to mean for the Duluth arts scene?
You know, I think it's very exciting. I mean, one of the programs there that we're starting is the Music Resource Center. And that is a program aimed for kids from like 6th to 12th grade. And it's a place where they can take lessons, learn about music, be mentored by local musicians, record CDs at the studio there. It's going to be a very exciting place to be, and we're going to see a lot of talent come out of that. I mean, there's a lot of talent in the community, and this will just give them a place to bring that all together. Really, we're looking for a place that'll feel safe and that'll be accessible to kids of that age. So giving opportunities to a different crowd to really get to see some music that they might not see otherwise. And then just having the event center located there, you're close to the UMD and, you know, College St. Scholastica, you know, where kids can come down and have bands and things playing. I think it's going to be a great location.
So a really wonderful new music venue as well.
Yes, exactly. Yes. It should be fun. That's what I'm hoping for. One thing that we are going to have is tributes to the artists that have performed there, and also tributes to the military side of the Armory and paying respect to the veterans that came out of the Armory. There'll be hopefully artistic displays in some of the prominent areas. We have some historic entry areas that we'll be looking to form an image of, you know, what was the Armory and how has that transformed the people of Duluth here.
More information available at DuluthArmory.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton, music by Willie Murphy, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. For more information about the Armory, of course, you can go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. You can listen again, subscribe to the podcast, or check out DuluthArmory.org. You can support the arts by sending an email to KUMD@KUMD.org and share your thoughts about Radio Gallery. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.